I'm the vice chairman of TASC. I'm also the chairman of SAFA for Greater Manchester. I'm a deputy lieutenant for Greater Manchester. I work with the Lord Lieutenant and not the present Lord Lieutenant, the previous one who appointed me. I was at a function one day and he asked me what I was going to do when I retired from work. So I said, well, I'll probably join some sort of a charity, probably an armed forces charity. And lo and behold, about 18 months later, when I did retire, I got a phone call from him saying, I've got just a job for you. And the rest is history.
As they say. So talk us through your time with the RAF then. When did you first get involved? When did you join?
The RAF Reserve. I joined as a cadet in 1963. In Drawlsden, and I did 26 years at Drawlsden Squadron. I went from being a cadet through the up to 20, and then I was a civilian instructor for a couple of years, and I became a warrant officer for 5 years, and I was commissioned in 1978 into the Royal Air Force Volunteer Reserve, and I retired from uniform service in 2008 as a wing commander.
So did you see any air time or anything like that? I imagine quite a bit.
Yeah, I've done a fair amount of flying, which was, I mean, it culminated in probably the best flight that I'll ever have. When I was 70, my wife arranged for me to have a flight in a Spitfire.
No way.
And that was unbelievable. That's definitely the culmination of my flying career.
Can you tell us exactly what's involved with, you know, learning to be an actual pilot?
It's a little bit like riding a bike. My first experiences were just sitting in the back of a chipmunk and getting a flight round, and then gradually the pilot allowing you to handle the controls and getting a bit of a shock, actually, because it's not as hard as people think. Very, very easy to fly an aeroplane. And then at 16, I did a gliding course and I went solo before I was old enough to drive a car. I've just had various bits and pieces, you know.
So like, have you always kind of had a passion for aviation, or was it something that kind of developed as you were growing up?
Probably from being fairly young, from being about 10 or 11, something like that. I mean, my father was in the artillery during the last war, and my uncle was ground crew on a bomber station in the Air Force. So I had, you know, I grew up with that post-war era. And I developed an interest in wartime aircraft, Spitfire, Hurricane, Lancaster, etc. And then I got the opportunity to join the ATC and never looked back.
So I think it's fair to say, you know, considering your lineage, you come from a strong military background, and I imagine you'll be celebrating VE Day very, very heartily.
Certainly will. My wife is quite involved with the local church and she runs a local food bank. And we've organised a VE Day celebration in our little fold, where the neighbours were all going to sit on our own drives and have an afternoon tea and get some bunting up and what have you. So hopefully that'll be a good day if the weather's good.
Obviously, like this year, with it being the 75th anniversary and with all this craziness going on in the world at the moment, what kind of adjustments have you had to make from the usual celebrations that you would make?
Well, basically, the whole gambit of celebrations has come to a halt, hasn't it? You can only do what you can do in the confines of your own home. We're still, with the cadets, we're still involved. We do a weekly virtual parade night using a Teams app on the computer. SAFA, I do meetings again using Teams. I had one yesterday with the other chairman in the northwest of England. You can only do what you can do and stick to the rules. I mean, like SAFA itself, trying to help clients without being able to see them face to face is very difficult, but we're doing what we can over the phone and using email and still trying to give them the best service that we possibly can.
Absolutely. So how long have you been involved with the Soldiers, Sailors, Airmen and Families Association? How long have you been working with them now?
Yeah, I became the chairman in 2012. So that's, what, 9 years? And still involved actively as much as I can. As the chair, I don't do a lot day to day. I'm more of a manager. Yeah.
Now, Wing Commander Roy Cottrell, what does VE Day mean to you?
Well, I think it gives us an opportunity to thank all those people who gave so much for other people. And it gives us an opportunity to help veterans that are still with us enjoy their lives and giving them the best that we possibly can. I don't think you can ever thank people enough for the service that they give. It's like currently with the NHS, all our doctors and nurses and everybody in the care system. We just can't thank them enough. VE Day is a small part of what was a world war, but it's there, I think, to show the appreciation of the British people for what was given in on their behalf. You know, I mean, when I think that my cadet service, I would recommend it to any young person, any of the cadet organisations or the scouts or anything like that, that gives them a sense of adventure. It challenges them. It took me as a 15-year-old with very little or no self-confidence and set me on the road to personal success. And I will never, ever be able to thank that organisation enough.